On Wednesday morning, I received a phone call at 9:12 in the morning from a lady I never met before, stating Ruben picked up a computer monitor and she wanted to let me know, to let him know it worked. And she was asking what other type of stuff does he take. So I was explaining it to her, and she asked, you know, do you take like clothing and stuff? And I said, yes, we do. We donate it to our thrift store at our church. And she says, okay, well, my mother this June will be gone a year. And I said, my heart goes out to you because I know how it feels. At that time, when I was sitting there talking to her, I got this warm feeling coming over me. And it just like, I was at peace. And then I heard my mom say to me, Maria, it's okay, you can talk about it. Then it felt like someone had their hands on my shoulders through this whole thing. Yeah, and we started talking, you know, about her mom passing and my mom passing and how she felt that she could have done something more for her mom. And then we started talking about God. I brought it up, you know, just little bits here and there. And, you know, I invited her to come to church and everything. And she says, I don't have anything fancy to wear. And I said, you don't have to be fancy at our church. I said, we wear blue jeans, t-shirts, you know, come as you are. Yum, no socks. And I said, we are all on one level at our church. No one's better than anybody else. We're all family. And, you know, she started crying. And she says, I'm so sorry. And I said, honey, don't worry about it. I said, it's okay to cry. And I said, and you know, it's nobody's fault your mom passed or anything. I said, it was God calling his child home. It was her time to go home, to be with him. I said, it's taken me almost 5 years to realize that about my mom. I said, they're not suffering anymore. They're not in no more pain. And they're so relaxed, and they're praising every day. I said, no matter what you do, you have her with you in your heart. I said, every step you take, every breath you take, she's there. I said, I know it don't get no easier or anything, you know. She goes, well, I'm in counseling. And I said, well, that's, you know, great. You know, some people deal with it in all different ways. And she says, you know, I've been seeing this counselor for about a month, month and a half now. And I don't feel like he's done anything for me. But since I've been talking to you, I understand more. And then before we hung up, we talked for about an hour. And, you know, before I hung up with her, I said, would you mind if I prayed with you? And she said, yeah, that would be okay. And I said, you know, I said, if you don't want to pray, that's fine. You're not going to offend me or hurt my feelings. And she says, oh, no, I would love for you to do that. So we prayed and everything, and I told her, make sure she keeps my number, you know, anytime she needs to talk, you know, to call me. And something was just weighing on my heart Friday morning before I started doing everything I needed to. So I called to check on her, and she was having a bad morning. And I said, how about we pray and just give it to God, you know, and he'll help you get through the day. And I said, you know, there's sometimes I'm even driving down the road, and I'm praying in my head, you know. I said, he hears you no matter what you do. You know, and she is going to try to come next week. So.
That's awesome. Cool.